It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 27-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So this was really interesting. As we were talking before the show, you provided me with a listing of the correct words to use when you're selling your home, how to frame the sale of the house, what words to use, what words not to use. Tell us about that.
Sure. This is actually researchers from CoreLogic looked at 1 million single family transactions to determine this, to give you an idea of how much research went into it. What they decided was the biggest impact words. First one, fenced backyard.
Fenced backyard is the most important word you can put in. Okay. Fenced backyard.
Open concept.
Okay.
Natural light.
Okay.
An updated kitchen.
Okay. So when you use those words, what does it tend to do? How do you benefit from using those words?
What they're saying is it tends to reduce the days on the market. And typically, the shorter time that the house is on the market, the higher price you're ultimately going to get. So even if you don't have a fenced backyard, no, don't do that. Then go fence your backyard. No,
fence it in. Right.
And I think the idea behind that is the fenced backyard, you're like, well, why fenced backyard? Not everybody has a dog needs a fenced backyard. I think it's the idea of privacy.
Yeah.
I think people are big into privacy.
An open concept means spatial. It gives you a sense of spatial.
Spatial.
Natural light does the same thing.
Right.
And updated kitchen is very important. Okay. So what would be the phrases that would slow down sales or make them stay on the market longer?
Now, they claim golf course.
Oh, boy.
I know. In Florida, we have tons of homes backing up to golf courses. Gourmet kitchen.
Okay.
Ceramic tile and granite countertops.
Hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, a lot of people don't want to back up to golf courses anymore. And so that seems to be a little bit of negative. It may also immediately make them believe without reading the description that this is a country club community.
Yeah.
And they're not interested in being associated with a country club. Obviously, there are homes that back up to golf courses that aren't in country clubs. Gourmet kitchen, the reason why gourmet kitchen can be a negative, it may imply, and depending on the price of the home, a gourmet kitchen automatically expensive. So the house is priced too high because they put an overpriced kitchen in a $400,000 home.
Yeah, well, also people don't cook as much as they used to, so they may think they're paying for something they're not really going to use.
Exactly. And gourmet kitchen, you would expect that in a luxury home. Ceramic tile, I guess ceramic tile's passe, so why?
Yeah, I guess so.
Why mention it? Mm-hmm. Granite countertops. The new buzzwords is quartz. It's almost as if everybody now has granite countertops, although that's not really true. But it's not as much of a buzzword as
it's not sexy.
It's not sexy. It's lost its sex appeal.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. Well, good. So those are important phrases to know and words to know. All right. I have an Ask a Real Estate Pro question here. We bought a home 2 years ago with an FHA loan and an interest rate of 4.5%. As part of our monthly mortgage, we're paying mortgage insurance. First of all, what is that? And the writer has said, I've been receiving offers in the mail to refinance at better interest rate to lower our payments. Is this something that we should do?
Good question. Well, first of all, when it comes to refinance, there's a lot of ways you can answer this question. Mortgage insurance, what that is if you have less than 20% in a home, you're paying an additional fee to protect the lender from you going into default or foreclosure. And that runs on average about $150 a month for the rest of the loan on an FHA loan. So that's a lot of money. That's why if you can put down 20%, you save monthly. In this particular case, you also have to consider how long you're going to stay in the home. If you're planning to move in the next 2 years, no, you would not want to consider refinancing. What's going to be key is to look at this house and see how much equity you now have into it. If you're at that 80% level, it would be wise to go ahead and convert to a conventional loan. By doing so, you're going to probably save closer to $250 a month based on the average loan amount, at 3.5% plus the savings of that mortgage insurance that you're no longer having to pay.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, to refinance, it's not free. There's costs associated with that.
No, it's expensive. Yeah.
It is expensive. You need title insurance, bank fees, taxes. So you really, in order to consider doing this, you have to know that you're going to want to remain in the house for quite a while.
Yeah, actually, personal story. I mean, I just looked to refinance. I've got a 3 5/8% loan, which is a very good loan, but I was seeing some numbers around 3% for a 30-year loan, and even a 15-year loan where it was a little bit under. And I talked to a professional, and basically we did all the number crunching, looking at all of the closing costs and everything. And I would really have to stay in the house for a pretty darn long time for me to start really realizing a benefit. So I stayed put.
Yep, yep.
And that was his recommendation to me. You know, if you don't know what you're going to do in the next 3 or 5 years, he wouldn't do it. But if you're going to stay there 10 years or longer, that would have been a great thing to do. All right, new question here. This is a very interesting conundrum. So I bought a condo 21 years ago from a brand new developer. At the closing, I was given a rule book that restricted decorating and changing the landscaping around our front doors. Since then, many residents, including past members of the board, have consistently ignored the rule, making each unit look uniquely their own. We now have a new president who insists on enforcing this no decoration rule. She says all plants and decorations not planted by the association must be removed. Can she do this?
You shouldn't have voted her in. No, by ignoring the rules for a long period of time, the association has lost their rights to enforce them. So you just can't all of a sudden decide, oh, now we're going to enforce the rules. There's a new president and they've been ignored for a long period of time. In order to correct this, Steve, the board would need to call a meeting, properly pass a new resolution, and then inform the owners that all the new violations will be addressed. So there's a lot involved in it. And you see this a lot, Steve, with pets, where there's a rule, no pets, no pets, no pets. Next thing you know, there's a cat, there's a bird, there's fish, there's all different kinds of animals,
right.
Iguanas living in people's homes. Once they've allowed that, they've waived their right to stop others from bringing dogs, you know, so
yeah,
they can't enforce it if they've consistently ignored it.
Well, I don't know the name of the law or the name of the concept in law, but I can see that in terms of this, something like the existing reality or the facts supersede the rules which are no longer being enforced. And there must be, I'm sure, a legal term for that. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 27-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. It's actually not too sunny today. And she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.